Hey everybody, this is Van Silk, Not In My House with Van Silk, on Spotify for podcasters. Yes, I'm back. I'm going to be rolling hard, giving you great content. Last night, Friday the 13th, college football. The College Buffaloes versus the Stanford Cardinals. Folsom Stadium sold out. Game came on 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 8 o'clock Mountain Time. Now, Stanford was 1-4 coming into this game, while Buffaloes were 4-2 with the chance to go 5-2 and probably get ranked again in the top 25. Seemed like this was a game that was going to be a blowout in the first half. Travis Huntley made it back to the lineup. Halftime, the score was 29-0. I said, man, I'm going to lay down. This game is over. I hope Deion don't get accused by coaches tomorrow. They win like 60-0. I think I fell asleep for like 20 minutes. Woke up, the score was 29-19 in the third quarter. I'm like, what the hell? So now you figure it out from the third to the fourth quarter, and I'm saying, they're going to lose this game, man. If anything, they're going to lose to a 1-14 with all these penalties, 17 penalties in this game. The most costly penalty, a lot of people are not going to say, Deion's not going to say, was the one with Travis Huntley. Well, there was third, give it be three and out, caused that penalty for them to get a first down. That one hurt. And in overtime, Shador threw an interception where he should have thrown it away and they could have kicked the field goal and they could have went to third overtime if they could have went to third overtime. I think that the line should be at the 35-yard line instead of the 25-yard line. It makes it so easy to kick a field goal. Maybe even at the 40. Started at the 40. This 25 is easy for anybody. Anybody can get to, you know, if you're good enough, 20, you know, either that or field goal. I think the Buffaloes need some work on disciplining themselves with these penalties. Because sooner or later, somebody's going to have to lose their job. One of these coaches, because Colorado ain't going to let Deion go nowhere right now with all the amount of money that's being brought in. They're not going to do that. Something has to happen. I don't know what's up with Kamani, but there's a lot of things that's not going right now. You know, the different packages they run on the field. You know, the 12 men on the field. More yardage. But the penalties is what's costing this team. These close games and losing this game. There's no way that Stanford should have been in the fourth quarter in a position to tie this game up. That missed field goal the first quarter was going to be that one-point decision. When they first scored, he missed the field goal. But listen, they got a bye week, so now we ain't gonna see Colorado for 2 weeks. And I know Deion was saying that they wish they could play next week. But let's see what Deion Sanders, who's been very cordial, and I'm quite sure he blew up in the locker room. I'm quite sure he went off on everybody in the locker room. I want to see what he had to say in reference to, you know, how he feels. And, you know, with the reporters in the post-game conference. You know, it's Deion Sanders. This is Van Silk right here on Spotify for podcasters. You can check me out on Rumble.com and YouTube.com. Not In My House with Van Silk. It's Deion Sanders.
Denver 2 Sports Report. I remember you said before that Shador puts on his cape and saves these games for
right.
You. What kind of happened in overtime where maybe there was miscommunication on that play, what turned into an interception?
Yeah, first of all, you should have never thrown the ball. Should have never thrown the ball. I don't know if they played it on a replay to show what happened and with the receivers on that play. Did they show it? Right. Yeah, what happened? Because I want to see it because I know what happened. I want to see what they showed.
collar helps me protect my most important asset, my brain.
Yeah, I think something else transpired on that play that shouldn't happen. So he shouldn't have never thrown the ball though. Just give us another down, let's kick field goal. Say it.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Solo, Buffalo's Wire. Kickoffs have been an issue for your team this year. I think it's a handful of times you've kicked it out of bounds, especially I think it's twice after a personal foul penalty.
Yeah.
Can you say what the issue is or what the...
I don't think we had that problem today. I mean, the kickoff that we did have that went out of bounds, it was going to be marked at the 20 regardless. So it was a moot point. Other than that, I think Jace did a good job on kickoffs today. We improved in that area today.
Hey, Coach, Pat Rooney, Boulder Daily Camera.
Yes, sir.
When you had overtime against Colorado State, you took the ball first when the offense had a lot of momentum.
Yeah.
Why the decision tonight to get the offense out there?
We have a really good quarterback, and I trust him. That's why. But we went right down to score.
Coach, you mentioned the complacency with this team. You guys now have 2 weeks before you play again.
Right.
Is this a good time for a bye week to, you know, try to fix some?
No, it's not a good time for a bye week. It's, if you're having problems where you're injured and you have quite a few injuries, it's a good time for a bye week. But when you're playing like you're playing, you don't want a bye week. You want to work it out. You want to make it happen. I wish we could play again next week. I really do.
We talked about the complacency of the defense.
Complacency of everybody.
Yeah, yeah, I wanted to talk about the offense a little bit. I mean, giving up that amount of points in the second half is obviously unacceptable,
but
the offense obviously also has to contribute in some way.
Yeah, true.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, you're right. I don't need to talk about it. You said it.
Coach, just one personnel thing.
Mm-hmm.
Juwan Mitchell, I didn't see him out there at all.
Yeah.
Is he with this team still?
Yeah.
Is he injured?
Ask him what happened. Next guy.
Just simply put, I mean, how does this team go forward after a defeat?
You have no choice but to go forward. That's life. This ain't the only thing that's going on in life. I mean, all you guys are dealing with something. You're still moving. You're still progressing. You're still going forward. We got to do the same darn thing. We didn't expect that. There's a lot of things that goes on in life that's unexpected, and this is one of them. We got to knuckle up and let's go. We can't.
But as we can see, Deion Sanders sounds a little ticked off. I guess some of the players... Mitchell Williams and them are having issues. Deion Sanders is about winning, you know, and some of these players may not understand you come here to win. You know, you play here to win. If you ain't playing to win, you're going to sit out. Let's continue on and finish it up with Deion Sanders' post-game interview. And this is Van Silk on Spotify for Podcasters. Fair use. This is CFV on Fox News, Fox Sports. Fair use.
Sit down and have no pity party. Y'all don't feel bad for us. Some of y'all are ecstatic about what transpired today. And I know that. But that's cool. We're going to take this one on the chin because we deserve it. 29. I've never been in one of these. I don't remember being up 29-0 and losing a football game. I really don't. This is a little tough for me, and I'm trying my best, and I thank you all for your patience, and I thank you for your heart, because this is really tough for me. But you can see when I'm amping up and I kind of see this stuff coming, you can see why I go at it like I go at it, because I could feel my team. I could feel what's about to transpire, and here we go.
How important are the next maybe 24?
Every game is important.
The next 24 to 48 hours in terms of flushing this and moving past it.
Well, you got to make it. What I just said in the locker room to the team is they got to make up in their mind, are they in love with this game or are they in like with it? Because when you love something, you give to it unconditionally. You give everything you got to it, but when you like it, that's just the button you push. And it lights up in a like. That's what they do on social media. So, we got to figure out, do they love it or do they like it? And it's hard for me because I love this. I love it. I un, without a shadow of a doubt, I am truly 100% in love with this thing. And I just want people to match me. Just match my passion, match my heart, match my love, match my consistency, just match my mannerisms, just match every darn thing I give to this game.
As we can see, Deion Sanders is still upset. He's definitely upset with the 46-43 loss to a 1-14, which now make them 4-3. But there's many mistakes that's being made, especially both on the offense and the defense. Mental mistakes. Mistakes that's costing them 15-yard penalties. I'm quite sure there's a lot of coaches in the college football that are happy that they lost last night. Even though this was a late game, quite sure they had great numbers. Just to see if they lose, this was a Pac-12 game. We'll find out later on today what else is going to be said and what else is going to be talked about. But as for now, Colorado's 4-3, still better than last year, 1-11. This is your brother Van Silk on Spotify for podcasts. I'm out, and I'll talk to you later. Y'all have a blessed day.